Welcome to the CrossFit to Weight War podcast, where we talk about health, fitness, and explore the local community of Fenton, Michigan. We're your hosts, Jen and Andrew Charlesworth. Want to visit us? Head over to www.crossfittoweightwar.com or check us out on Instagram at CrossFit to Weight War.
Greetings from the counter. It is the CrossFit to Weight War Fitness and Fenton podcast. And today what we are discussing is the quarterfinals, aka the top 10%, and how we did as a gym with that.
From the open.
A lot of
Can I just interject real quick?
20 seconds, that's all I got. Go ahead.
So sometimes when Andrew talks, he thinks the things in his head and then he says half of the things out loud. So I can decipher it, but we need to be very descriptive for our listeners so that half the things don't get lost in your head.
This woman's talking with her hands so hard. She is correct.
I love when you say that.
She is correct. It's actually a thing. I've talked to Brandon Rice about it a few times. I'm already ahead of the conversation that I've had in my brain. Like, I'm already bored of it. Yeah. When I'm it's a sickness. Anyway, yes, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what happened in the open, this is brand new, is the top 10% worldwide was allowed or invited to do 6 workouts in 3 days, basically, is what we're finding out. And it's the top 10%. And as a gym, we had unofficially at least 10.
Qualifiers.
It should be 12. We had two ladies not submit a score that
it's okay.
would have very easily made it in there. And we had multiple people at 89%. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
So we did absolutely fantastic. And we want to use this podcast to, I guess, highlight. We won't give out all the names yet, but we will do some photos. We agreed we're going to do some photos of them, so you'll see who they are.
It's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah.
If you look at the kind of how our gym runs, like it's not a very hardcore atmosphere, if
sure.
you will.
Yeah.
But people are very serious about their training.
Yeah. And nutrition and lifestyle choices and.
Right.
Friendship and all that.
I mean, it's the whole lifestyle package. Family, friends, food, fitness.
Yeah.
All of that stuff plays into your eliteness in terms of your actual fitness on that board.
Absolutely. And you know, you and I, a lot of people don't know this about you and I. You and I were regional competitors. At one point, we were some of the best in the whole world. You know, I mean, in this sport was it is a hard sport to do at the highest level. It's very lonely. It's very, you're like nervous about messing up one workout to mess up an entire season. And when we shifted, I guess, away from maybe wearing that on our chest as a cape,
yeah.
It allowed us to truly enjoy CrossFit in its existence. And we teach this throughout the world, you and I have.
Right.
Throughout the entire world.
Yeah. So the CrossFit methodology, really, he still created CrossFit, but the former owner of CrossFit kind of coined the 60-minute class because he knew he could pack a punch in that 60 minutes.
Correct.
And he knows that people generally only have 60 minutes, if that, in their day.
Correct.
So his framing around the one-hour class and the high-intensity workouts was like, hey, I know that... You know, 99.9% of us don't have 2 to 3 hours a day to train.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to make it an intense hour for you. And that's how you forge elite fitness, mm-hmm. is through that high intensity. And he did talk about his ideal training program.
This was basically to you and me, you and a few of the trainers. Or was it to all the trainers?
I can't remember. It was at a summit,
yeah.
when he talked to us about this. But his ideal training was... For someone to maintain...
This is your ideal human, I would almost say no government, no jobs, no anything. Like, this is what he...
Yeah, he would have them wake up and do like a mild cardio session.
Aerobic session.
Aerobic. And then maybe in the middle of the day do a heavy deadlift.
Yep.
And then later in the day do some gymnastics work, like some 5x5.
Mixed modality.
Yep, push-ups, things like that.
Yeah.
So he knew that that wasn't ideal for the normal person. They can't do three workouts a day. And that is our gym. We talk about ourselves as hardcore casual, meaning that, you know, we are very serious about our training. We have fun. We take our 60 minutes very seriously, and we're in and out. And that does not mean that we are less fit comparable to, you know...
Yeah, anything.
Anyone.
So I think the biggest... and when we did the 24-hour access, part of that weighed on my heart that people actually have... If you randomly, you know, let's say you just work at home. I don't know everyone's job. You know, maybe you can come in the morning and do some light aerobic work, and then maybe you come to a class, and then, you know, maybe you want to do some lifts throughout the day. We want you to have that luxury.
Yeah.
We're not bashing, you know, excessive amounts of working out. Hell, we can use Megan as an example. She won't care. You know, she says for her sanity, she enjoys working out like a ton, like multiple times in a day if she can, and that's fine.
But she has gotten very smart with her training.
Correct. And working. Yeah, she got smarter.
She's very good at cardio.
Yep.
Aerobic workouts, but she's not so great at strength and like strict gymnastics. So she's pretty much spent the last year working on that only.
That's cool.
And that's low intensity stuff that she's been doing.
All right. So now I want to dive into the actual qualifier. We're going to kind of touch that again, but the qualifier, we're going to send more updates. I'm sure Craig's out there trying to get as many updates as he can as well. But as it appears, there'll be two workouts released at about 3 p.m. on Thursday. And then, to be honest with you, gym's open. If everyone wants to meet up and people want to watch, great. If you don't, great. It's going to be very hard for us as a gym to be like, hey, these people are working out at this time, because you have 24 hours to do the two workouts. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, we will post in the tribe group, hey, Andrew's about to smack Lance in a workout, you know, at this time or whatever, or Jordan and, you know, whatever, so-and-so is going here. Like, we'll try our best, but it doesn't mean, don't expect that you go, oh, I should show up. Like, if you want to, great. If you don't, no worries. But we'll take care of you guys in the 10%. We'll make sure that you have all the equipment you need, you have all the standards, all that stuff. And everyone else, we're going to keep training. And
you know what I like, too? This is completely kind of off topic, is I love this 10% thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because so back in our training, early training days when regionals was, you had to be... So we were originally in the Central East Regional. It was Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee.
Yep.
And you had to be in 2012 in the top 60 to qualify for regionals.
Yep.
In that whole five states.
Yeah.
In that region. We made it that year.
No, I didn't. First year. I was 67th because I didn't know you could redo the workouts. I had to watch you and Joe go, and I had to just go support.
Yeah. And then...
And that's when...
Then the next year they cut it down.
Yeah, right? It was 48.
Yeah, we made it to the 48.
We all three of us made it to the 48.
Yep. And then...
the following one was 48.
Yeah, so that
was
always like... That was the carrot for everyone back in the day. Like, how close can I get to the top?
The carrot. People were willing to do anything. Sell out. You know, man, like... We were...
It was
high anxiety 5 weeks.
But I love this 10% because it's still a
It dangles the carrot.
It does.
If you will.
It's still a big population that can make it. And if you are like Andrea, for example, I think last year she was in the 42nd percentile. Mm-hmm.
It's like 77th this year, right? Or something.
80 something.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And that little like carrot that's dangled, like that, I think fuels the motivation for training, because no one likes to be bad at fitness.
Correct. And statistics don't lie.
Yeah.
You know, like when we look at the statistics, like we don't like to promote any of these things, but you know, guys are one of the fittest gyms in the world, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because you can manipulate these statistics any way you want. But the way I thought it'd be a cool idea, like not a lot of gyms have 100 people. I talked to Honeycutt. He's the affiliate rep. And he said there might be some like little, like, you know, a gift given out to people who got over 100 people signed up for the open, which was 3 gyms in Michigan.
Wow.
So we're one of those 3, which is awesome. And
I didn't know that.
I think it would be cool to see, you know, top 20, top 50, because then our gym...
The deeper you go,
man,
the fitter we are.
But as I guess you want to call us leaders or whatever, that's what makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to say something about statistics, because Andrea's example is very amazing, and she deserves all the credit. However... if your statistic went the other way, that's fine too. You want to know whose statistic went the other way? Pops. This guy right here. Whether or not you want to make an excuse, everybody kind of knows at this point, like, we got sick before the Open and I got really sick. And then, like, I could sit here and argue, like, oh man, unfortunate circumstance. My first workout. And I did in my brain. But also, that's called life. Yeah. Okay. And guess what? I'm getting older as well. I've never finished outside of the 99th percentile. And this year I was 97th. And you know what? I feel fucking great.
Yeah.
I feel great. I'm a new dad. And also, me and Pam are on the same year up. Like, I'm sniffing the 35-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know, not that I'm waiting for that, but to all the people...
I'm in there next year.
Oh my gosh, you're so old.
I'm a master's next year.
Well, what I want people to understand is, like, you might have a year, and in the sickness, wellness, fitness continuum, this is what we talk about. Over here, you're sick. I drew like a half circle. In the middle, you're well, and we're all reaching to be fit over here on the right. Sometimes things might happen in a year. We had a weird year. You moved a bunch. You moved,
a new job.
Got a new job. You moved in a fence. You got married. You might shift down slightly, and that doesn't mean that you can't shift back forwards past where you were in that time as well. However, you are going to get older. Life is going to happen. Like, the goal is to do deadlifts at 315 when you're 90 because you won't forget where your car keys are at.
Yeah, you love that analogy.
I do because it's so great.
Let's talk.
So don't be mad. But
I'm not. Statistically best. Also, this was a select 4 workouts.
There you go. 3. Well, 3.2.
No,
yeah, 4.
4 so.
It is. It was 4 scores.
So let's say you're, feeling good about your training, and then these workouts come out, and let's say 3 out of the 4 are your absolute weaknesses.
Right. Yeah, that could happen too.
That could take your percentage down.
Exactly.
So if you're like, oh my gosh, every combination that I would never want to see combined happen, that doesn't mean you're less fit. That just means, like, you didn't hit a lick in a workout.
Right. Which I think, you know, a lot of people don't see when you're doing the programming and, you know, things we discuss is, like, if you haven't noticed, pretty much every movement that is going to be in the open, we damn near cover. Now, they try their hardest. Yeah. They try their hardest to screw us up. But they're even getting to the point, like, for example, today, 4 minutes on, 1 minute off. I could see that being an open as well. Like, they keep doing these new things that are like, oh, rest a minute, keep intensity high. Like, I love it. I love it, and I think it's amazing. But we do have a very good... We don't know the workouts.
Can we rewind to,
Wall
I don't
walks?
Know, no, 2013. Was it 2013? When Dave said the workout was for time and there was no time cap?
Yeah, correct. The open workouts used to always be AMRAPs because they were always based on how far you got in the AMRAP, rounds and reps. And then they busted that this one's for time because they changed the infrastructure of their software.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to record time and...
Yeah, he did a little mic drop. But thankfully now there's little time caps.
Yeah, man. They've grown up. That's for sure.
Yeah.
What else do you want to say about, like... We can title this however we want. Because we're talking about some good stuff with, like, the statistics, the reaching. And you could also be in the gym and be an absolute... Never care about statistics at all and still have a great time in the open.
And still be so fit.
Anne Marie, she's a great example.
Yeah.
She's like, what? There's an app?
You know? I know. And like, maybe some people do. I don't think people realize how fit you are compared to the general public.
Mm-hmm.
We take it for granted that we can squat below parallel and,
correct,
you know, hit a medicine ball to a target. And then you get someone that's been sedentary and they come in and they're like, you want me to do what?
Right.
Like... We just have this general level of fitness that not a lot of people in the world have.
Yeah, and I mean, you always love that term because your team's called hardcore casual. Like, I've really adopted that mentality, and I know at least where you and I stand, we really enjoy that. But I also like the Robert Hershovitz quote of, like, you know, don't mistake kindness for softness, or don't mistake because...
Or even that, don't mistake doing a ton of volume for getting better.
You're correct.
Because there's people in the gym that smash the open, you know, according to, like, their age division or their standards, that scale a lot of workouts.
Absolutely.
And
I feel like Jason Johnson would fall. Man, he always comes up in the podcast.
I know.
Because it's because people don't understand that he tells us all the time that he couldn't go downstairs at work before he started CrossFit.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Yeah.
That's where he's at.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, getting better at this doesn't mean you have to look at the prescribed load or the prescribed movement and be like, mm-hmm. well, I can't do that. How am I going to get better? Like, you will get better doing a load and a modification that's best for you, because then your just general threshold increases.
Yeah, if you never go below parallel on a wall ball, wall balls will be in the open. It just wasn't in the open this year because I think a lot of people, they were trying to, like a garage didn't have 10 feet. But, like, wall balls will be in the next open, mark my words.
Yeah.
But, like, if you are shooting a 20-pound ball and you're a guy, but you're not hitting full depth, you're better off doing a 10 or a 14-pound ball and hitting that full depth and hitting that target every time. Because we know when the standard comes out, that's when it's like, oh, shit. You know? Yeah.
And, it's fun to do, like we have for April Shred, like the butts, guts, and cardio and abs. Those things are fun to do because they're generally low intensity.
Right.
They're not functional movements in general. And so if you're like worried about your performance in the gym, take a look at where you're falling in terms of like RX.
And you can see that right on your, but also in the individual four workouts, you can blatantly see where maybe you had a hole as well.
Yeah. But your first goal should be, how can I get the intended stimulus of this workout for me, meaning this should be like fast and dirty and hard. For example, Grace is 30 clean and jerks for time.
Yeah.
The prescribed load for men is 135. Ladies are 95. If you're like, yeah, I'm going to do this RX and it takes you 17 minutes, you didn't get the intended stimulus because the best of the best are doing Grace in under 2 minutes.
Correct.
So you would have been better off, instead of RXing in 17 minutes, you would have been better off, let's say you're a lady, doing 75 pounds and getting it done in 5.5 minutes.
Absolutely.
So never think that scaling or...
scaling is not a crime.
It's not a crime. And it does get you more fit than if you... Because the stimulus of Grace is like a burny.
Yeah.
Like you're like kind of gasping for air. It's stingy. It's fast. It hurts. And if you took 17 minutes to do that...
Correct.
You lost that.
Correct.
So if you are ever worried about scaling, you know, just keep that in mind. Like if you're doing more rounds and reps, that's more rounds and reps to your total training and reps in life.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think we can kind of wrap it up. You didn't cut me off on purpose, but there was a slight one. What I was saying is like, I just want you to know from people who kind of have been on the top of that performance, we can speak to it. Doesn't mean that we're still currently there, but 97, whatever.
We've been doing CrossFit for 11 years.
Yeah, like. So I do want you to know, right? Like, when I was a competitor, it was funny because more people would be, all these guys are tiny. They're all Lance's size. You know, and, no, I loved doing that to him. I loved doing that to him. No, but they would kind of, like, get tough with me a little bit, and that wasn't the sport of CrossFit. Like, they'd, like, get on the bike in the warm-up area and like blow the fan, and I would be like, dude, that is, first of all, it's the last thing that intimidates me ever. But I want to let you know, like, you sometimes, like, going hardcore on your intensity means scaling, or what Jen just said. Sometimes it means you know, you might not be dead after the workout. Sometimes it means you need to be so dead that you're nervous about if you can even walk out of the gym. Like, you need
sometimes
to go...
Sometimes it means a rest day.
Sometimes it means a rest
or
day.
Or not competing that day.
Exactly. So you need to figure out what your long-term kind of goals are and then line up your actions with those goals.
Mm-hmm.
And, the don't mistake, you know, kindness for weakness. Like, you also don't need to... What am I trying to say? You don't need to... Yeah, you don't need to think every day you need to come in and it's like, dum, dum, da 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 dum, dum, da da da.
Yeah.
You know, like
today, Megan and I did the workout from Saturday. And my goal, I wanted to get the toes to bar unbroken. So sets of 15. And I knew that I had to slow down elsewhere to make that happen. But that little piece in the workout was my goal.
And if
so I wasn't worried about my overall score as much as I was. Because I didn't have it in me to, like, smash today.
Yeah. And if we are very opposite as coaches. And, you know... It's, if I am talking to you, I'm not screwing with you unless you need to be screwed with. Like, some people like that.
I feel like I'm a nurturer.
You're a nurturer, and I'm not. I'm a, hey, are you going to add a little more weight? I mean, how many moms in the gym, like, hey, you know, how many times?
They love it when I don't look at their dumbbell weight. Right, like, if Andrew's here,
right,
he'd be.
Right. Or like, heaven forbid, I mean, Jordan, this is what we're working on right now. I'll give her, like, I will, like, go up to Jordan and be like, Jordan, here's where I'm going to beat you in this workout because you're going to get soft here and I'm going to attack. And, like, those are the things, but those are the things she needs to hear.
Right, right.
Right? Like, I highlight back to my coaches, Steve Schmidt, Hall of Fame, one of the best college basketball coaches of all time. We're beating a team by 50. This is almost done. Just give me, let me finish. And I wasn't having the best game. We're still beating a team by 50. We lost one game that year and we're national champs. And he comes over, and when he didn't yell, that's when I got nervous. He goes, Andrew, he whispered to me when I was checking in, he goes, you're playing so bad. At this point, I'm just trying to figure out how to get you in the game. Go check in. I was so furious. I went in there, I launched a three, I like looked at him, and he loved it. I mean, he knew he got me working there. And yeah, we're already beating the team at 50. So if I come at you with, remember that that's how I've been developed and I've grown up, and it's fun to me.
Yeah.
So that mental game is very fun to me. Ask Ryan. He has to live with that ever. He'll be in the middle of a workout and I'll do something to screw with him. He'll be like, what? Dude. Or I'll just take his bar or something. You know, so guys, I mean, hopefully this was, you know, we wanted to highlight, obviously, the qualifiers, and we think that's cool. But, you know, hopefully this gave you some insight on goals and how to really reach them. And
we will announce those official qualifiers when they get their official email.
Yep. So, all right. Talk to you soon.